This morning, we're talking trees.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Biff might want you to leave, but we hope you stay. We've got certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service here to take your questions at Rosie on the House.
And you get your questions by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923, or you can always send a picture if you need help with tree identification to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Before we get to our calls, though, Mr. Eisenhower, you've on our Talking Trees bullet points for August, there's a couple more notes we got to hit.
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about fall composting and fall fertilization. And now's the time to be thinking about that. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And also a really cool fertilization technique that we've been employing in the past for the last 15 or 20 years. But there's a new kind of a twist on it I want to talk a little bit about. But before I do that, can I just finish up a couple of these really cool points on how desert plants adapt? Is it okay?
I'm pen in hand.
All right.
Lay it on me.
No, I couldn't get away from this topic without mentioning that this is so cool how our desert plants, our agaves, for instance, have a funnel-shaped leaves. If you notice, some of your aloes and your agaves have a funnel-shaped leave, it has a channel.
Never thought about it, but yeah.
Well, it provides shade. If you think about that, as the sun passes over those plants at any given time, there are parts of those leaves that are shaded. The same with our saguaro cactus. They're pleated. If you notice, the sides of them are pleated so that at any given time, half of the tree is going to be in the shade. Think about that. Is that cool? And a lot of our plants have hairs on the leaves, and we can't see them as easily. You have to get down with probably a little, hand lens sometimes to see the small hairs. But those hairs on the leaves are creating shade. So again, it's reducing not just the direct sun to the leaf surface, but also it's limiting the air movement across the leaf surface, which is responsible for the desiccation and the drying of the leaves. So I just think it's so cool that we have these plants that can handle this kind of heat in the summer, and they do it by employing all of these adaptations that other plants around the world don't have. If you'd like more information on that article, you can go to our website. It's called How Plants Survive the Desert Heat, and it's at itreeservice.com. Go to the articles page, and it's just a pretty fascinating read. I love this article.
Well, thank you for sharing parts of that with us today. I never knew that about the hair on the leaves, and I've never thought about why saguaros were ribbed, and it makes sense.
Yeah, we can actually learn a lot from our plants. Stay low, avoid sun exposure, slow your pace, in perspiration. I got a nephew of mine lives in Honolulu, and it's so humid there all the time, but he said, John, just walk slow. So we just walk slow so you don't break a sweat. And, it's the way that you kind of make sure that you're not getting to your destination in a pool of sweat. And I think it's true here, too. Avoid strenuous activity, the hardest part of the day. Drink water and store it. Carry some with you. These are all things we can learn from plants, our desert plants.
And this fertilizing compost technique, I'm very curious about that. What do you got?
Well, composting is really critical. We've talked a lot about this over the last several months, that as go the roots, so go the shoots. When plants can't move, they can't run away from their problems, what we can do, the best thing we can do is try to improve the rooting environment around the trees. One of the best ways we've found to do that is to put down some compost over the root zone of a tree. Helps to lower the soil temperature, decrease the evaporation from the soil surface, keeps that root system insulated from the intense heat. Plus, over time, that compost will break down. If it's an organic compost, it'll break down and work its way into the soil, improving the rooting environment, attracting beneficial bacteria and fungi that will actually help to, and earthworms as well, will have a more favorable environment. These are all things that compost will do. We recommend putting compost over the soil surface. We often are raking up all of our leaf litter, which would normally be part of that nitrogen cycling. And unfortunately, in our yards and businesses, we can't let those leaves just blow around, so we're often raking them up. we're breaking up that nitrogen cycling. Well, a nice quality, heavy textured compost over our soil surface can replace that leaf litter and actually really improve the overall conditions of the soil. Secondly, it can actually be providing some additional nutrients to the plants. Well, when we come, a wonderful technique that we've developed over the years in this industry is what's called vertical mulching. Vertical mulching is actually doing both, where we actually make holes in and around the root zone of a tree, usually to the depth as deep as we need to go, sometimes 18 inches deep, and we fill that hole with various materials, fertilizer, soil amendments, and even some compost material, and then usually something to keep the hole open. We'll put pea gravel in there or sand so that the holes don't just close up over time. That allows an aeration channel. It allows the fertilizer to get down to the trees, of course, which we're going to put down anyway. Plus, it puts that compost directly into the root system rather than waiting for several years for it to break down and work its way into the soil. You can also incorporate compost into the soil. You can break the soil surface and kind of work it into the soil. A little bit hard to do that over a large area, especially with our heavy clay compacted soils. But this vertical mulching technique we used to do with just an auger. We would usually a power drill.
And we'll pick up right there. We can do a lot of things, but we can't stop the clock.
All right.